When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
You know, this fucking shit sucks, bro. This is like my fifth time here, Ortiz. You know who I am, bro. Come on, bro.
Just have a seat. Come on.
Don't break my balls, yeah, bro. We've got my paperwork already.
We've been through this before, man. Just
come
take
on,
your medicine.
I don't want it, bro. I want a hot bag. I don't want fucking Vicodin, bro.
You need it. You need it.
Fuck,
it's going to help you relax.
Who is that? Hey, what's up? You new here? Is Michael?
Stay focused. Please, I'll take your medicine.
All right, I took it. Look.
I need you to drink more water.
Okay. Look, my cheeks. Look. I took the pills.
Okay.
I swallowed them.
I'll be back in 20 minutes.
She's kind of hot, bro. Who is that? You can't tell me who that is.
She's a new patient. Mind your business.
Come on, bro. We're cool.
Leave her alone. Please.
Come on, bro. Are you fake? Is she cool? Is she like, come on, we're cool. You could keep me like a little.
I told you, she's a new patient from Queens. Can you just relax? Leave her alone.
Is she famous or something? Is she like a lot of people coming with her?
She is famous.
She's a celebrity, bro.
just relax, okay? The medicine is going
to
kick in.
Come on, can I talk to her?
No.
I can't talk to her
No,
at all.
You cannot.
Hey, broad.
Michael.
I'm sorry. Young lady. Is that better? Is it because I called her a broad?
Yeah. That's why.
Is this the thanks I get for taking my medicine? Is it my fault that you are now in?
Oh, you like rapping? I like rapping too. She's a rapper.
She's not rapping.
Come on.
Ortiz, bro. Come on, bro. Let me just holler at her for like 2 minutes, bro. I'll go right back in my room, bro.
No.
I promise. I'm gonna do it, bro.
At least the fucking medication.
All right. I'll take it again.
Let it settle.
Give me another one. I'll take another one.
Yeah.
Just to be good. I'm gonna go talk to her. Give me a second. Hey, what's up? I'm Michael Anthony from Staten Island.
Excuse me, you're talking to the Harajuku Barbie, all right?
That's your name, Harajuku?
And I'm number one on iTunes, bitch. You talking to the queen, all right? So I'm gonna need you to keep your distance.
I told you.
What?
I'm gonna need you to keep your distance, all right?
I am, dude. You're on the other side of the glass. I'm distant. What is wrong with this?
I'm gonna need you to relax before you unleash a massive attack.
Is that? They told me you were famous.
Cause you know I'm the queen of this rap shit. I mean, who really taking my spot? Nobody.
What the fuck is wrong with that, bro?
He hasn't taken her medication yet.
Nobody.
Oh, you see it? Give her a fucking medicine. I'm out of here.
You just took the ones I was supposed to give her.
Yeah, I gotta get out of here. My dick is getting softer by the minute.
You could be the queen. You could be the king.
Can you wheelchair me back to my room?
You have to get up and walk.
Like,
can you give me the robe with the ass out?
No. We ran out of
everything. I mean, we really on top.
All right.
Who really
can
coming for my spot?
No.
Fuck.
She took a moment.
She
baby.
Took all the Newports?
Yeah.
Get this broad out of here. She's from Queens in the back of Queens.
He won't take her.
Fuck. Marlon, all right, just lock me in my fucking room until I fucking bash my head against the door. Listen, I'm going to go listen to my favorite show, all right? It's called Victory Line.
right.
They got episode. They got 22 episodes. I'm going to go listen to that now because this broad's fucking not. I've lost her fucking mind.
This is the same side. Get.
She's going to follow
Come
you.
Come on.
She's your roommate.
She's following. Yeah, she's my roommate. She's your roommate. Fuck.
A victory light.
It's very unhinged. You know what it is, baby? The most unhinged podcast of the fucking planet. Victory Light, baby. We are here, episode 22. Let's spell it. Ring the way. Uncle Victor, DJ Hassan Insane in the motherfucking building.
No.
Hassan Insane. Yeah.
Oh, man. You got to hit that every time.
Every time.
Yo, shout out to Shorty for doing that drop and the Naughty America drop, too. Somebody's being very naughty outside. It's fucking Nicki Minaj, fam. It's Nicki Minaj, B. First of all, let's say that.
Yeah.
Let's set the table with, like, yo, it's Nicki Minaj. She is, in my opinion, after Lil' Kim, like, the most notable woman in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you did that. You achieved this. You hit this, you know what I mean? On the Billboard charts, yada-da-da-da. Fam, she came out. And Megan Thee Stallion did her song Hiss, which, you know what I mean? It had some subs on it. She was talking about people, you know what I mean? But Nicki did a very New York, very Queens thing. This is giving me 50 Cent energy, where she was just like, yo, I'm going to just nuclear annihilate everything that you love. I'm going to talk about your moms. I'm going to talk about your career. I'm going to talk about your family, everything. Just going bananas on this disc called Bigfoot. But it's like, the song wasn't really, like, it didn't really hit, bro. It did not really hit. Like, Victor's holding his nose.
I just want to say she has been on a 3-day tangent.
Please talk about it.
She has been wilding for 3 days.
3 days?
Straight. And all Megan said was one line.
I was going to say, as our resident, Nicki aficionado, I wouldn't say stan, but like as someone from that camp originally, right? Like you've been
originally,
on the, you know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, because I can't throw the homie Liz under the bus like that.
That's crazy.
I cannot say that she condones this, but I'm saying like, how do you feel as somebody, you know what I mean? Like probably from the genesis of this shit, right? Like, cause you was around for the mixtape era and all that. Like we all were, right?
Fam.
But is this especially disappointing for somebody?
Absolutely. I listened to that drop last night and I was just in and out of sleep. I don't know why I couldn't sleep last night. Now I'm realizing it. This shit has haunted me since I listened to it. I have not had an ounce of sleep, bro.
You was supposed to turn it.
This is not Monster Nicki, bro.
No.
This is Good Morning Nicki.
This is fucking.
This is the Nicki who has been begging bitches to push their pen.
Yo.
For the past 15 years, bro. She been calling for a fight.
Yo, she said.
She literally been on the playground.
Fucking Liz was in bed last night like, vagina.
Vagina. Not the vagina. The vagina. Yeah. And that's the shit.
Bro, my sleep paralysis demon is just Nicki in the corner whispering. Just whispering.
I'm going to terrify you while you're trying to sleep, bitch. Yeah, she's don't pick me on this house.
She said, is this the thing I get for putting you bitches on?
Dog.
Spell prog right now.
Yo, a Nicki paralysis demon? No. Oh my fucking God.
Fam, I would jump straight out the window.
We need
bro.
Rainey to film Head that first. Horror film right there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, but you got a star in it. But I'm gonna be Nicki in the corner like
and then you gotta hit the really low whisper out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Barbs. I love you, Barbs. God is here for us. And what's for us will never be against us.
That's right.
Yo, I'm like, you're mentally ill. Like, I have a thing that I noticed something up with you, but since you're Dominican, you don't want to admit it. There's no such thing as psychiatrists for Dominicans. You know what I mean? They can't. There's nothing wrong with my brain. With my
mind. Shit, I be in the corner room. Ta loca!
Ta loca!
She losing it.
all. And then if you are like mentally ill, they just be like, "Esta no está loco, eh."
No, eso es nació así. He was just born like that.
Le dieron mucho cocotazo fue cuando era chiquito. Le dieron un palo por el caco.
It's always a coconut.
No, lo que pasó fue que le cayó un coco de la mata. Yo estaba ahí, yo lo vi.
Y le dio, ¿va? Lo de se desguabinó el coco de allá arriba. Y le cayó en el caco, loco. Ya, el tigre está de guavirá.
That's a medical diagnosis. In DR, de guavinao is a... That is an official medical diagnosis.
Like, yeah, I go on the NICU, y'all sitting there, like, you're worried and shit. I'm like, Reni, Lisbel, tengo una mala noticia. Tu hijo... está de guabinado.
Ay, no, Dios mío.
Ay, niño.
Ay, Dios mío. Dios, de guabinado, mami. That's such
holy
a fucking
hell.
Like, yo, take me. Like, bro, imagine every old lady. Yo, listen, every old thing that says take me, I want Jesus to come down and be like, word, come here. Let's go. And see if he really about that life.
Yeah, or you want God to be like, word?
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 Oh, you want to go and get the splagada, splagada?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yo, fam. Yo, Liz, you hit the nail on the fucking head, bro. I have never seen somebody this popping go on social media for this long and keep going, bruh. Over and over, bruh.
Over a bar and a half.
Bruh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And that's the so here's my thing. I backed up and I was like, yo, hold on. I listened to the Megan song and I was like, she never said Nicki, mm-hmm. never said Minaj, never rhymed it in a way like Tricky, Fatage. You know what I mean? She didn't do no shit like that. All she said, these hoes mad at Megan. Y'all should be mad at Megan's Law, which is a law about sexual assault that was put on the books federally. And then Nicki got so pressed that she was like, bitch, you're talking about me. How did you know she was talking about you? There's a lot of
because she knows she's surrounded and loved on by fucking predators.
Yo, yeah, that shit is crazy.
Crazy, bro.
What is Megan's Law?
Megan's Law is a law put into place for somebody to have to register where they're moving to once they're a sexual offender.
Yes.
It was made on behalf of a little girl named Megan who lived next door to a predator who ended up raping and killing her. So her mom, once that happened, her mom made that a law so that every time you're a sexual predator, you need to inform the public where you go.
Yeah.
So that everyone else is aware of where you are.
It's just good. It's like it's one of the laws that I'm like, yo, this is a fire law. Like, I don't usually read right. laws and be like, yo, this is fire. I fuck with this law, but I super fuck with that law. If you're a rapist, bro, if you're a sexual nasty demon, you should go around the whole neighborhood and be like, yo, I'm a fucking piece of shit, bro.
Well,
hi.
Honestly, you
I
should be killed.
You
first
be killed,
of all, yeah. Like, I think that you should be publicly lynched. I think that
shut the
your
Arabia,
body,
doing something, right?
Your body should be turned into dust, put into a little what's those things people put in their assholes?
Suppository.
An enema?
Like a butt plug.
Oh, yeah, a butt plug.
Yeah.
You realize there are a lot of things that people put in their butts.
Yeah, I was going to say. Like,
right, those were not the two that I was looking for.
I said this shit, man. Suppository, yes.
Yeah, I thought this was going to be a pack watch moment.
Like, yeah.
I thought, we got to put you in a blunt and make a video like, ha, 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 ha.
Niggas was like, business or pleasure.
Yo. You don't even get that.
Yo.
You don't deserve it. But you know how fucked up your life got to be, bro, for you to hear a bar like that and be like, this bitch talking about me.
Me! Yeah.
And then go on a 3-day fucking tangent and just start wilding because she's hitting some below the belt, bro.
Listen, that part. She's hitting some shit that's like, yo, fuck your dead moms. Fuck my dead moms? Bro, that's a K Flock line. I'm coming to air you out after that.
Dog,
like, I don't care.
In the song she dropped, she accused Megan of sleeping with her mom's boyfriend after she passed away.
Yeah. Bro!
There's also parts of Twitter and the internet, like, it's getting out of hand now. Like, it was already
It's getting out of hand now.
Like, on some Jim Jones shit. Because, like, all jokes aside, like, the barbs now are like, they dropped the location of where her parents are buried.
Mm-hmm. And, I saw that.
Yeah,
yo, and I seen that and I was like, bro, this can't. I was like, yo, let me make sure this shit is real. Because, like, there's so much. Yo, Twitter's not even reliable anymore for, like, yo, this is real or fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like a toss-up. You know what I'm saying? But then there's a fucking audio of, like, her just on the perk flow, like,
yeah,
just talking to like on like, I don't know if it's the Cream Radio or some shit. She's on something, or Station Head, some shit. She's like, I don't know. I'm just like, yo, why do you sound like a fucking Fraggle? Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I just think, as a society, I just think we need better cocaine.
Yo, thanks. The cocaine is garbage, bro. Thank you for bringing that up. The cocaine has been garbage for at least 25 years.
Nah, for real. I think we need better bricks, because Francis Ford Coppola hit the ooey and made The Godfather and Apocalypse Now, and now we have
this.
Nicki.
You know what I'm saying?
Now we have Nicki Minaj losing it for 72 hours straight.
We have Nicki over her vagina
over a bar and a half. It's getting silly. It's getting very silly.
Nah, but for real though, on a serious note, man, this is what happens when you are surrounded by yes men.
Yeah.
When you live in an echo chamber, when your ego is what fucking fuels you, and you hate to see people shine.
Yeah.
Because literally, she brought her own demise, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Her legacy was cemented. There was nothing she could do to remove that, bro. She still can't. Like, at the end of the day, she still did what she did.
Yeah. The
now, you're just tarnishing everything, bro.
Yeah. I've said this a million times. Like, you either die Biggie or you live long enough to see yourself become a fucking cornball.
Yeah.
Yo, for
and
real.
There's very few people that can sort of, that can ride that wave and like age gracefully and like come into and accept their gatekeeper status. Cause that's, that's what Nicki should be. For all intents and purposes. Nicki should be a gatekeeper of the culture. She should be someone that the girlies can look up to and be like, hey, I want to pursue a career that I want to verse from you. It'd be like,
you're,
you know what I mean?
You're supposed to be the Andre 3000 for the girls.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And like, it sucks to see her like spiraling like this. Like, she's also from that school of like, there can only be one rap girly at a time.
Yeah, you could tell that Nicki is really losing her grip on reality. And she's losing the public opinion too. Like, a lot of people are noticing that she's losing it.
Yes.
The fact that she's teaming up with fucking Ben Shapiro.
Yo!
Bro, a white supremacist who hates gay people, who hates black people, who doesn't even consider rap an actual genre of music.
First of all, that part, those two main points, those two main tenets of Ben Shapiro's whole whatever he is, I don't fuck with gay people. And rap is not real music.
Yep.
Fam, that's Nicki Minaj in a nutshell. Like, your entire fan base is gay dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
you're a rapper.
And you're a rapper. So, Ben Shapiro don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, but you out here talking about Ben Shapiro put out a diss record. He said his comment sections are filled with woke Karen. The song is number one on US iTunes. What is really happening? Who's that other man rapping? Is this real life? He said, Nicki, take some notes. Nah. Hey, yo, nah.
Yeah. I don't. Man. Listen, Ben Shapiro and Tom McDonald, bro.
I don't ever want to. If you say, yo, I rap. And I say, yo, what's your rap name? And you say Tom McDonald. I'm kicking you in your fucking dick. I'm not listening to nothing that you got to say on rap, bro.
Nah, bro. Like, this is only making it worse because they building some kind of...
Yo, it's something. I'm sorry.
They
building something. I'm telling you right now, nigga, it's going to be the first Twitter Rico. Nicki Minaj, Elon Musk, Ben Shapiro, they all going down.
They building a case
they
over there, bro.
They all snitching on each other. Gunna got the files.
Holy shit. Yeah.
But Tom McFucking Donald, that fucking active crack user. I hate him. First of all, the motherfucker is complaining about the lack of American flags in the rap song. He's saying that Americans don't fly American flags no more. This motherfucker is from Canada, bro.
Oh, nah.
He's a fucking Canadian cosplaying.
See? Yo, fuck at it. Yo, I seen like the video on mute. And I was like, yo, he's cosplaying as fucking young Miko. This motherfucker looks like a fucking reggaeton artist, bro.
Like, no, he looked like Messiah, bro.
Yo,
I think Ben Shapiro, I think what happened was he copped his first Ferragamo yarmulke and don't know how to act. He's feeling himself.
He wasn't even Marcus and fucked it up.
He got his first, you feel me? His first designer drip. You know what I mean?
Fendi on my yarmulke.
Yeah. I don't know why he dressed like a depressed Eminem in the music video.
For real?
Shit looked terrible. Sound terrible.
Yo, this whole shit is terrible. My man got the fake gas station Louis shades. Like, what is going on in this whole shit, bro?
Shit like this make me question God and ask him when he fucking coming to collect us, bro. It's just when are you coming to get your children?
Send them.
Bro, the scariest shit is that, like, most of, like, the middle states, like, most landlocked states, like, this is the shit that they're listening to, bro. This is scary as fuck, bro.
Maybe have you guys heard it?
Yeah. I heard it. Yeah, I heard some of it.
Unfortunately,
yeah. Not the full song though.
Yeah,
like they, you know what I mean? Like they drive to the construction yard bumping this shit,
you
bro.
Know what I mean?
They said construction yard.
Yo, facts. This ain't no regular F-150. This is a fucking Raptor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yo, they hit the Yo, fam. None of these motherfuckers have rims over 20 inches, bro.
No, not
they all
at
got
all.
The little rims with the big ass tires on a pickup truck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With a flag that says something on the back. And they all have the metal balls hanging from the bottom of the fucking yeah. thing.
They all have the "these colors don't run" sticker.
Don't tread on
whatever the fuck fucking, that means.
The stupid ass snake that looks like a fucking slinky.
Yo, I am so sorry. I wish that flag didn't go so goddamn hard. I'm sorry. The black and yellow motif, bro. That shit kind of goes stupid. Yeah. As someone who grew up avoiding the Latin Kings on the 4chan, that black and yellow motif go kind. I wish it didn't stand for what it stood for.
Hey, speaking to you.
Because that shit kind of goes stupid a little bit.
I'm talking to King Rainy over here, bro. I'm on that hay, bro.
Oh, my God.
ADR.
You kind of do look like you would be a part of that gang.
Yo, bro, chill on me, bro. Chill. Don't put that evil on me, bro. Chill.
If he comes in next week and he got his eyebrow pissed, we gotta start asking questions.
Yeah,
we gotta start asking questions.
No, not the eyebrow, the labret in the middle of my lip, the middle one.
Yeah. With the ribbon and the mad beads.
Yeah,
bro, it's not 1998, bro. Give it a rest.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, they were the most petrifying gang in all of New York, bro. Nobody scared me more than the Latin Kings.
For real,
this shit. What was it? What was the shit?
The crowd shit.
You just see them walking down the block banging?
Do you know what really scared me about the motherfuckers? Bro. What really scared me about the motherfuckers is that they had a lot of women with them. There was a lot of Latin queens, bro, and they got down. So I was just like, bro, I don't want to get... I'll get jumped by the Bloods, bro, because that's cool. Like, it'll be four motherfuckers. They'll hit me. They'll cut me, whatever. If I get jumped by my sister 10 times, that's wild embarrassing, bro. Yeah. Like,
and you know what? And at least the Bloods, they might piece you up after. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you took that shit like a champ, they might fuck with you after.
Yo,
that's a fact.
Yo, Blood, pull up next week.
You know what I mean? Like, if you took that shit like a champ, you ain't snitch.
It's like dapping you up in the hallway.
There was some kind of honor back then.
Yeah. No, but the Latin, like the queens and shit, bro, they would date you for 6 months. Just to line you, bro.
I was just about to say that. I knew bitches who used to do that.
Yes. Crazy.
It's like, yo, motherfuckers talking about Russian spies. Fuck Russian spies, bro. Latin queens, bro.
Yep.
The original seduction to your death. You know what I mean?
And
you
the thing about good? The thing about Latin kings and queens is you can't tell who's who.
Nah.
It's like, for the most part, if you see a patria, a Dominican, you who look like a gang member, he's patria.
Yeah, bro.
Like, at the end of the day, if you see an Indian in South Richmond Hill, he's a Crip.
Yeah,
hands down. Facts, he's not gonna be nothing else.
Yeah.
I didn't know Indian Crips existed until I moved to Queens.
Right now, yo, 219 is the home of Guyanese and Jamaican Crips.
Yeah.
So, yo, man, yo, you got yo, y'all calling each other coolie and banging like and the Crip walking at the same time to dance hall. This is wild.
Yeah.
Like, yo.
I'll never forget the first time I moved from Brooklyn to Queens. I'm like, all right, I'm moving to a nicer neighborhood, whatever.
You thought
I get to high school, bro. I walk up the steps, I see this white little Puerto Rican kid in a red shirt and a group of Indian kids just around him, and they say, "Yo, what's up? You Blood? Why? Why would this kid? Why would this kid? Why would he have the fucking balls to say, nah, but I fuck with him, no?
No!
Yo, when I tell you, they fucked him up so bad. He wasn't even a part of our school, bro.
Oh my
and
God.
He could have avoided that ass whooping, but he was just awesome like, nah, but I fuck with him, no?
Yeah. Yo, see? Because he thought, yo, y'all are Indian Crips, y'all must be buns.
Nah, and they then he got, washed and they washed them. And then they went and bought a pack of cigarettes for $3.
I think gangs might be the first example of like actual like inclusion. Because like if you was Yo, because if you was with the shits, they didn't give a fuck what you look like. And yeah. Bro, I went to high school with this Cambodian Crip. And she was, who was gay, who had a girlfriend who was masculine, who would call me the F slur for wearing skinny jeans. Fucking process that. Process that in real time.
Sounds about right.
Unwrap that burrito. Yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Fam, that's a fucking fact, bro, because I've seen a lot of Asian Crips, a lot of white Crips. Yeah. I've seen, yo, fresh off the boat African Crips. Like, I'm like, bro, this is, y'all, yo, fuck it. Yeah, inclusion, bro. Y'all putting everybody down, bro.
That's what,
like,
I'm saying, man.
Yo, they put the weird kid with the nose piercing down. Like, yo, all right, cool. You got your septum pierced, you can still bang. Like,
as long as you can fight.
Man, that's it, bro. That's all they care about.
As long as the jewelry was blue.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, just wear the blue beads and come to the fight.
Yeah.
We're going to fight in the park like we do every day.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ben Shapiro needs to get lined up by Latin Queen, bro. Let's make that happen.
Yo, for real.
Yo, Cardi.
Let's set that up.
Yo, Cardi. Then you will be in soul. You will be in pole position in the hip hop girlies. Yeah. Yo, let's fucking take a break. You know what I'm saying? Because we got to pay some bills. You know what I mean? Because that's how we get money.
Listen to this German ad right quick.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Yo, I hope you enjoyed that Bulgarian roofing commercial, y'all. We back, you know what I'm saying? It's fucking Victory Light. My fucking beautiful genius co-host with me, Liz, was saying, we were talking about her fan base, the Yes Men, the Barbs.
Not Liz's fan base.
No. What is, no, what's Liz's fan, what's your fan base? The Lizzies? The Glizzies?
Oh my God, please, the Glizzies.
Do not. Do not.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Yo.
One of my favorite scenes, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, it's tremendous, man.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to the God.
Who am I talking about, motherfucker?
Michael, no, what's his? He has like three names.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Thank you. I was going to say Michael Ealy Young.
Yo, y'all good with names. One thing about me, bro, I'm terrible with names. Yeah. You can put a picture of Mero next to, in front of me, I'm going to be like,
fucking, God damn.
That's the, ain't that Babe Ruth?
He was Dominican, right?
Right? Right?
Oh, I'm not wrong. That's the other bald bitch. That's him.
That's him.
Yeah. Oh God!
I can tell by the one big ass follicle he got in front. He got one big bang.
He got one follicle like Johnny from Ed, Edd n Eddy. Just the one there.
Yeah, shut the head out of lady. Yo, man. Speaking of fucking toxic fan bases, actually, you know what? I feel like K-pop stans are less, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, like, I'm gonna put a dollar in the watch jar. Y'all are, I feel like y'all see more K-pop activity than I do. I mean, this is for the room, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hassan, please chime in. I have never seen K-pop stans do this type of shit.
Because they're superheroes. Like, because they're fucking, they're superheroes, I swear to God.
So I feel like, I'll say this.
Yeah.
I've had K-pop stans make a Mero fan cam. You know what I'm saying?
What?
And I was just like, oh, okay. And it's like, if I was a rich girl. And it's just me
elite.
Like, this is me being Matt Fly, like doing shit like with my high quality camera shots and shit. I was like, okay, cool. Like, shout out to y'all. That's the type of shit they be on.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on some toxic shit. I'm like, yo, listen, I want this to happen. All the K-pop stans, decide who you want to be president of the United States. Because it's gonna be better than whoever's up for election anyway.
Yes.
And then just hit the polls and elect whoever the fuck it is. If it's G-Man, bro, it is who it is. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure it's not one of these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
One of these corpses, one of these cadavers. So, like I said, K-pop stands, very wholesome. K-pop, very wholesome. It's a whole wholesome thing. I don't know a lot about it. I just know it's fucking wholesome.
Bro, you remember when Trump said some wild shit about K-pop or whatever, so then they fucking sold out his rally and no one showed up?
Oh, yes, I do remember
that.
You remember
yes.
That?
Yeah, they organized, bro.
Superheroes.
They organized, dog. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Like, yeah, they're like fucking, like, listen, you know, I was about to say something wild, but I'm gonna chill.
Oh, God. I'm
saying, yo, they're like the Proud Boys, but good.
Damn. Yeah.
Yo, I said it fucking.
Oh,
we rolling. So listen, K-pop is very wholesome. The Proud Boys are not. G-Min released his two schedules. One is he calls Superstar Day, which is like when he's on, when he's doing the BTS thing. He's G-Min, the god. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here singing, crooning. And then he got regular, ordinary guy day, where it's like, yo, this is what I do when I'm not like the BTS guy, when I'm just me. You know what I'm saying? Which is, part of me was just like, yo, this is dope because it's like, it shows, you know, the duality. And then part of me was like, damn, this is mad sad, bro. Because like, when you on, you on. Like, you got to be like a robot. Because like, we don't do that in America here. This weird fucking clock that's like fucking army time. It's 18 o'clock. We don't do that in America. So you're going to have to translate for me. So my man spends a lot of time sleeping on his ordinary guy day. So he spends a lot of his day sleeping, then staying in bed, thinking about what to eat. First meal of the day, from 8 to 11, no thoughts, head empty. From 11 to 12 is dinner. From 12 to 4 is free time, practice singing, mess around on the guitar, play games, et cetera, et cetera. From 4 to 7, hang out on phone before sleeping. Then from 7 to 5, sleeping. Bro, what a fucking... I'm like, he just like me for real. Like,
right, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
This is amazing.
You don't see anything wrong with sleeping from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m.? He's depressed.
And then he spends
I don't know.
Back. I'm like, yo, I must be depressed. Because give me my Prozac. Because like, I will wake up. I feel like this is so relatable because I'm one of the people, I don't know if y'all are, but like, I wake up and I stay in bed for like a half an hour.
Yeah, same.
Like,
if
I'm playing
I don't
my
have
phone,
shit to do.
Yeah.
Bro, do you know how busy life be and how much shit we be having to do? Be having to go to the fucking DMV, sign paperwork, take fucking dumbass passport pictures. You know how much dumb shit we got to do in this life, bro? Facts. Sometimes I just want to chill and scroll on my phone.
Hey, I just want to chill. Yo, shut up.
Yeah. 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 You a little Henny on the side?
Yeah, a little Henny on the side.
Shout out to Carlito, bro.
Yo, shout out to Carlito one time, bro.
I hope he's flowers.
I hope he's sleeping for 11 hours from 7 to 5 a.m.
Hey, bro, if you're that size and you drink a whole bottle of Henny, you will sleep from 7 to 5.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
But yo, this is ill. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with this. This makes me feel like bro's mad relatable, but he only eats twice a day. You know what I'm saying? Because he got the first meal of the day from 6 to 8 and then dinner from 11 to 12. Like,
I think Victor was spot on. He's fucking depressed.
He also got to keep, you got to keep in mind his K-pop physique. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the super freak physique, like G-Man for BTS.
Yeah.
He got fucking porcelain skin, bro.
Yeah, he does. They do. That shit is, the Korean skincare shit is wild.
He's sleeping from,
From 7 p.m. to 5 a.m., right?
No, but then dinner is 6 hours later.
This, yo, dinner, he's wilding.
So he's sleeping from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Oh!
No, that's nuts. Oh, that's fucking nuts. Yeah, no, no, no.
I got depression.
Oh, I get it.
Jesus, this one. Yo, he said I got depression.
Wait,
wait. No, this clock is 24 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This can't be real. This can't make sense.
This can't be life.
Yeah.
G-Man, you gotta
bottom
stay
12,
up.
Bottom 12 is noon. Sorry.
Bottom 12 is noon.
Dinner's at 11 at the top. He's saying you can't have dinner at 11 a.m. That's not dinner.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, brunch at best.
Unless you're breaking all the rules.
Unless you're G-Man and it doesn't matter. You can disobey the laws of time and space. It doesn't fucking.
No word. You got BTS Army behind you.
Yeah,
dog.
Exactly. You got the BTS Army behind you. You can do whatever you want.
Tell me clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you gonna tell me? Earth's rotation? Fuck out of here. I'm the boss.
Yeah. The moon is where I say it is.
Yo, but then Superstar Day, I was like, okay, so is he depressed here or is he depressed in Superstar Day? Because Superstar Day.
Why not both?
Yeah, por qué no los dos?
Yo, so he's sleeping a lot earlier and a lot less in Superstar Day. Because Superstar Day from 3 to 9 is sleeping. From 10:30 to 2:50, he's getting ready for bed free time. That's a long ass shower, bro. He's jerking off.
He's jerking off.
Yeah. Let's go.
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, he's getting that pause. Yeah, he's doing his skincare routine in the shower. Eat, rest right before that. Get off work. What? Damn. So from 12 to 7:30, he's engagement shoots, etc. Lots to do. Okay.
It's an 8-hour shift.
Well, but if you count.
At the K-pop factory.
This K-pop factory?
Yeah.
He's like, yo, come on.
I feel like I could do one of these and it'd be worse. It'd be way worse.
Right? Loaf. So, all right. So listen, y'all. Victory Light supporters and lovers. Next week, we will both, all three of us, will have our Superstar Day and our regular guy day schedules, and we will compare them to G-Man.
Yeah. I will hold you to it.
Yeah. Oh, that's we got homework. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah.
Oh,
but
this is
all right. I mean, yo, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was watching this. I was looking at this yesterday, and I was like, damn, that's a crazy day. That's so hectic. Superstar Day.
He doesn't shower on Ordinary Guy Day.
Mm. Oh!
I'm realizing now.
Oh, you're right.
Disgusting.
Wow. Hey, bro.
You know what it is? It's because he got in the... when he's in the shower, he got the Dune 2 popcorn bucket in there with him. And you already know what he's doing to it.
Yo! Spoken like a true dad. Platinum dad joke.
Yeah.
Damn, son. Damn, dad. Where'd
damn,
you find
son.
This?
Victory Light Podcast. Where'd you find this?
Yo! Oh, my God.
I'd like to see one of these, but for Beyonce.
The whole thing is a circle, and it's just be perfect.
That's, yo, yeah.
that's the whole. It's yo. Not a Venn diagram. There are no dividers.
There's no dividers. Yeah. It's just, yo, be flawless.
Yeah.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh, shit. I mean, like, I'll keep it a buck. Like, my shit is, like, just into thirds. Like, one third is like, yo, I'm sleeping. One third is like, I'm on the toilet, and the other third is like, I'm working.
Yeah, I would also have like three. I think one would be when I'm shooting Victory Light, one would be when I have the kids, and then one would be when I'm not doing either. Of those, so.
You just sitting there with your hands folded?
Yeah.
Wait, please.
Head empty, no thoughts.
Yeah, head empty, no thoughts. I'm sitting on a life-size wireless charger. Just. <I'm> just
Where that where's the USB-C at, though, bro?
Exactly, yeah, you already know. You already know what I'm doing to it. You know what I mean?
Yo, it's crazy because a USB-C, and not that I've tried this, a USB-C actually fits right in your dick hole.
Okay, well, All right, well, that's my time.
You know what we should have? You remember Zoom?
Yeah.
We should have little episodes like that where we just try dumb shit out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's episode one.
Yeah, episode one.
Yeah. Yo, we try
to USB-C dickhole.
Let me see if I can charge. Yo, dielectrico.
Now, you get home and Heather's like, you're not touching me.
No. So, yo, your dick is coming out your collar, bro. You're too fully charged.
Oh, my God.
You got to get out of here, bro. Look at you now. G-Man is like, yo, bro, what did you just say? Yeah. Bro, you said what?
He sounds like the fish from SpongeBob. You what?
What?
What did you do to my drink?
He looks like Jada Pinkett when she was dancing with Tupac.
Oh my God, no.
No, you know, you got the Jada bowl cut. Oh my God. As well.
Hey, hold on. BTS Army is all love.
Yes, we love y'all. It do is not come all for love. Us. We love you. Matter of fact, I saw y'all. I was getting a pedicure the other day, and I was seeing them doing a morning show. Mm-hmm. And Shorty that was doing my pedicure was like, yo, I love them. Like, and I was like, oh, like, I don't know about them. Like, put me on. And she was like, bro, she went into detail. Like, I fell asleep because she's rubbing my feet and she's telling me, so G-Man is from here and Jungkook is from here and that, yo, and my cousin knows him. And I'm like, I was like, oh, you Korean? I was like, I bet.
Yeah.
What is this?
Tell the people what we've just witnessed.
So, listen, fuck my questions. Stephen is asking and answering the real fucking questions. Right here, we have
the Kanto starters.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the core, if this was sports, it would be the core four of Pokemon, but it's only three of them. The big three. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got Bulbasaur, we got Charmander, and we got Squirtle. You know what I'm saying? If you know their evolutions, leave them in the comments. Stephen A. Smith. Fast out! My nigga Charizard!
If you know their evolutions, put a dollar in the wash jar.
This is my entree into Pokemon, bro. This is like, I talk about Pokemon now, like motherfuckers talk about, like old motherfuckers talk about sports.
Yeah.
Like, man, y'all, it used to be red and blue.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know about this diamond, ruby, fire, shield crap. Yeah. It was red and it was blue and that was it. That was when Pokemon made sense. Now you guys are going crazy with this stuff.
And I'll tell you something. Red and blue, these colors don't run.
That's right.
All right? This scarlet, violet nonsense. All right?
Yeah. You know what I do? I back the blue.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait, on this show, I back the blue, okay? The blue version. Yo, Stephen A. Smith, somebody cracked the code and realized that Stephen A. Smith answers everything in the same tone of voice. So they just sending him some bullshit. And shout out to the producers for letting it through. Because they asked that man, who is a fucking 30-something year plus sports journalist, which one are you taking?
I really hope it's still Bailey. I really hope hope the homie Bailey is still running socials for Stephen A. Because this is gold, bro. This is the levity we need in these dark ass times. Bro.
Honestly, this is what I want to see more of this from him.
Yo.
I want to see less of him whispering and hovering over that microphone.
Being horny.
I want to see more of this.
More wholesome. You know what I'm saying? Yo, so he said, out of the three, who he called Bulbasaur. Charmander
and Squirtle.
And
he said it correctly.
The Squirtle.
Yeah. The Squirtle.
The Squirtle.
Yeah, the, like only the, one, the only one he said correctly. Yeah.
You can put a thaw in front to honor his name. Yo, fam, this is
I love how he said Charmander, like it was like a nephew of like a nephew of his, like Charmander.
Yo,
he made the name sound fire.
He's like, yo, with the first pick in the NBA draft, the New York Knicks select Charmander Pokemon from the University of Duke,
and Charmander Jones coming straight out of Duke.
Really high upside. Once he evolves, really high up.
You know, once he evolves, I tell you that Charmeleon's got a lot of fire behind him. He's going to be a real problem on the court. I'll tell you that.
He's a real Jim Rattata, if you ask me. Stephen A. talking about Pokemon, dog. I could watch this shit for 12 hours straight.
Oh yeah, so good.
But his pick was Charmander. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because probably because one of his nephews is named Charmander, and they just declared for Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm taking my talents to Vanderbilt. You know what I'm saying? I'm Charmander Smith. Yo. So listen, this is a great time for me to segue into y'all's favorite topic.
Let's go.
Sports. You know what I'm saying? Because.
Of course.
Yo, Super Bowl soon come. You know what I'm saying? We have seen what is, who are the two, you know what I mean, motherfucking contestants, you know what I mean? Warriors going into the ring, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be Niners, Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are mad. A lot of people are mad because they wanted two things to happen. They wanted Lamar Jackson to win. It's a black quarterback. Very good. MVP caliber. Da-da-da-da. And they didn't want to see. They were tied to Taylor Swift. Everybody. Yeah. And this is, it's crazy because it's like two. At first it was everybody. Then it became like the MAGA, the right wing people were like, get her out of here. We don't want to see goddamn Taylor Swift. And they were like, what do we want to see less than Taylor Swift? A black man be successful. So let's make the Roger Goodell got on the motherfucking phone. I'm saying it in my whole chest. Roger Goodell got on the phone and said, we need Tay-Tay for the ratings. So
Jesus Christ.
Get Lamar the fuck out of here. Lamar, yeah. Zay Flowers, all you little fucking, go back to fucking Baltimore. Listen to your little fucking, whatever you guys do. I almost, Paulie's here, so I don't want to do the DC Baltimore conflation. You know what I'm saying? And like, and offends. But I was going to say, yo, y'all about to go back and start listening to go-go music.
Oh, no.
That shit is very wrong. Yo. Paulie hit me with the Marcus Camby thumbs down. Yo, nah, get the fuck out of here.
Paulie said, boo, tomato.
Yeah. But yo, we got sports on deck. You know what I mean? The Super Bowl, who you got? You know what I mean? Do you care? I don't really care because the Giants ain't in it and Lamar's not in it, so I don't really give a fuck. I'm gonna just watch it.
Yeah, I don't really care because the Jets ain't in it, but that they and also like once that the comedy behind Aaron Rodgers getting hurt so early, like I was like, yo, we were already look at me saying we. I've been around Merrill too long. We were a joke. Way too early in the season. There was no coming back from it. Yo. There was no coming back from it. So I don't give a shit. Honestly, though, I feel like this would be a major win for Taylor of all people, because like she
break
would be,
that down. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Because her whole career, she's been singing about like not being the girl anyone wants because she was just like weird and tall, yes, and lanky and like not super desirable. So like her having a Super Bowl champion boyfriend.
That's her self-actualization.
Yeah. It would be
her Nirvana.
It'd be her Citizen Kane. Yeah.
What is the line? She has a fucking verbatim line where she's like, "I was a cheerleader."
She was a cheerleader, and I was she was outcast.
She was a cheerleader. She's the prom queen. I'm in the marching band. She's a cheerleader. I'm sitting in the stands.
She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Yeah. Now she got her guy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. That's fucking brilliant, bro. Fuck. Shit, bro. This shit is all a scam.
It's wrestling. Everything is wrestling.
Yeah. Where's Stokely Carmichael?
Yeah.
Football fans everywhere right now are, their asses are fucking itching. Listen to
y'all
talk right now.
They're fuming.
Yo, because
they can't get away from her. They can't get away from Taylor.
They can't, yeah, bro. And they can't. And I'll tell you what, Arian Foster was the one that came up with the whole, yo, the NFL is scripted, and was like, yo, I'm serious. Like, and he just kept a straight face. So that became like a thing. And I don't know why, yo, but I believe him, yo.
Wait, hold on. I need to hear Liz's take, because Liz, that was my favorite. Like, while I was in Japan, I was fully waiting on your sports takes specifically, because I was like, I need to know the reason behind that. And they all made sense, bro. Fucking genius over here. Didn't you predict this correctly?
I think so. I don't know. Honestly, I forgot. I'd just be saying shit. But my thoughts on the Super Bowl is that Usher does not get enough pussy. I think that he deserves more. I think that he deserves more credit, more respect, more love, more pussy, and anything else that his heart desires.
That's true. The herpes rumors were fake, right? They made that shit up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
She did the code. It's like,
I hope so. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, goddamn.
Rich.
Yeah, my
That was rich.
You know who really fucks with sports? A lot more than me. Italian people, bro.
Yeah.
Italian people fucking love sports. And there was a lot of, there's been a lot of like, you know, I don't want to say like racial, but there's been a lot of tension. You know what I'm saying? A lot of racial tension among the people of the Tri-State area in particular. You know what I'm saying? And things like this are just, you know, when they happen, you just kind of read the headline and you jaw hits the floor because a New Jersey house that is owned by God-fearing, pasta-loving Italians being vandalized with pepperoni? Like, guys, this is not a laughing matter here. Pepperoni has gone up in price since the Joe Biden administration. Okay?
Shit.
My nana uses half a pound of pep in a fucking gravy. All right? It's insane. These people, New Jersey homeowner baffled by pepperoni tossed onto her property.
You know, I mean, it's nothing sacred anymore.
You can't have anything.
I mean, what's going on here? I mean, back in my generation, I mean, you know, me, it was me, Mercutio.
Yeah.
It was me and Carmine and the other Carmine, you know, Carmine.
Yeah, little Carmine.
You know, Carmine, little Carmine.
Yeah, big Carmine, little Carmine.
We used to have, you used to be about respect. That's what it used to be, about respect.
We were men of respect.
We were respect.
Carmella. I think little Carm had a stroke. You want to come pick him up? I'm out of here. I gotta go. There's some pepperoni there.
Yeah, let's go pepperoni.
I gotta go through fraud in my auto body shop.
Oh my god. Well, this is crazy.
This is nuts.
But this sounds like something Mero would have done in like 2008. You remember
the
fire extinguisher? Yeah. This sounds like something like an Italian popping his shit on the internet. You go, yo, where he live at, yo?
Your word. Yo. I'm gonna pull up on you and dump it. I'm shooting pepperoni out of a fucking veggie slicer.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yo.
This sounds like some Tex Avery, Warner Brothers, like some Bugs Bunny ass prank, bro.
No, this is some Looney Tunes shit.
I'm fucking crying because I see how Italians try to act like the black people of the white people.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And seeing them, literally, I know that they're looking at this shit as like a hate crime. Toss pepperoni at them.
Yo, this is the same energy as like when Jersey Shore came out, the Italian American Association of America was this is a bad depiction of us as a people. And then they go to the fucking rally and they all wear the same, like, yo, y'all all look like the cast.
Exactly.
Yo, there's so much hair gel shit. This shit is a flame fucking hazard, B. Shit's a fire hazard. Yo, but fuck these motherfuckers, man. They called the police, man. Manville police got involved. She said they were worried about the grease from the meat sitting on the car ruining the paint.
Yo. Yo, being white is a superpower.
Yo, fam. This is what you gotta deal with when you're white. Yo, somebody put pepperoni in my car.
Meanwhile, a Dominican mom will see that shit and be like, mira, dejaron carne
pa grande. Yeah, vamos a un loco de pepperoni.
No, when you're white, you could take an emotional day at work for shit
right.
Like this.
Yo.
This nigga went out and bought a service dog after this.
Yeah, yo.
He got an emotional support dog.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. My daughter Heather, she married an Irishman.
Oh no.
Okay, I wasn't super happy about it, but he's a Leo like me. Okay.
Yeah.
And by Leo, I don't mean astrological law. I mean law enforcement officer.
Oh god. Oh god.
You know, I wasn't too happy about it.
Yo, I really love like this, the caricature of like a well-meaning, like a older Italian, but who has like acclimated to like modern sensibilities. Like, wouldn't that be fucking hilarious?
Yo.
Just like an old ass Italian that's like, oh, you know, I went on a date, but she's an Aquarius rising and I'm a Leo
and I'm a Leo moon. And you know, sometimes those signs aren't really compatible.
We're not super compatible, but you know what? I brought my selenite with me.
just in case.
To cleanse the area.
Vibrations.
That's just sometimes you just have to do that. Am I right? Call me.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Listen, we both used to hang out with Vinny all the time. But he's a low vibrational individual.
Yeah, he said something really really transphobic the other day. Yeah, and I just couldn't stand for it. Because
we're good people.
We're good guys. That's right.
We're wise guys, but we're good guys.
Because at the end of the day, it's about respect.
It's about respect. Okay? And family. Never go against the family.
Yo.
Get into this. Bolivian BBLs, y'all. Stay tuned.
Oh, man.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Thank you for listening, you bitch. We love you. Thank you. All right, we back with Merrill's Mailbag Anonymous. Let's see. All right, Merrill's Mailbag says, so here's the background. Oh, this is anonymous. Excuse me.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do that over. All right, we're back with Merrill's Mailbag, and this is an anonymous user, guys. So they say, here's the background, Victory Light fam. My dad, 54 male, works with a professional sports team and travels a lot. So it's just me, 26 male, and my stepmom, 43 female.
Oh, God.
In the house for days on end. Where are you going with this? She's always been very kind to me and open with me. Tells me stories about her when she was my age. Lately, she's always tells me things. She tells me too much information, things like her boobs hurt or something of this nature. She's always trying to get me to joke around and touch her. I used to wrestle and play football. She always brings it up and acts all impressed. If she is coming on to me, it's getting hard to both resist and ignore it. Am I crazy? I know this sounds like some naughty America shit, but my advice would be nice. But any advice would be nice.
Yo, what? I mean, yeah, bro, you said it. It sounds like some Pino shit, bro. Like,
I mean, he's living my dream.
Yo, fam. It's like, yo, honestly, I've always been a fan of the Doñas. You know what I'm saying?
Same.
You know, I like whoa. First of all, do you fuck with your dad like that? Because if you fuck with your dad, fucking his girl is probably like something that you're going to have to talk about.
yeah, that's some this is becoming some Donnie Womack shit. This is becoming some strange, you know what I mean? Like you could very much have a Womack situation on your hands.
This shit is, bro, I mean, Look, this is what I would do. If I was a 26-year-old living at home with my dad who works for a professional sports team, that means you got a little bit of money. And he's not home? And I just got like, bro, this is... Listen, I watch enough porn to know what to do here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm going to just go out, hang out by the pool with you, and, you know, get a boner.
Yeah.
And then, you know, whatever happens, happens, dog. Like, I don't... Fam, also, you got to... All right, on a serious tip, though... You got to make sure that she's actually coming on to you, because she just might be drinking a lot of wine in the daytime.
That's that was going to be my question. Are you sure you're not operating off a porn brain?
Yeah, that part.
Where you just start making shit up because you have watched so much porn in your life that everyday scenarios, it's like, holy shit, she wants to fuck me. Like, bro, all she said was thank you.
All she did
was hold the door open because you were right behind her. Yeah. And now you think she want to suck your dick in the back alley.
All she did was say, 368. 368?
Yeah.
Steven? You're welcome.
Yeah.
That's yo, she definitely wants to fuck, bro. She gave me my chicken biscuit.
He does, at the end of it, he does acknowledge that. He says, I know this sounds like some naughty America shit. So, like, I think that he's at least a little self-aware. You know what I mean? Like, he's at least a little self-aware. Also, you just name drop naughty America? Like,
yeah,
like,
bro. That's the
he's
war,
a, he's an active user. Yeah. He's a membership. User. He has a membership.
Yo, not an active user. Yeah. Like, yo, you got an addiction, fam. Yeah, nah. I don't know. Maybe if brain is fried by porn and you think that your stepmom making you an open-faced grilled cheese means she wants to suck your dick. That's not it, bro. That's probably not it.
But let's take what he's saying at face value for a second. Like, let's just assume that he's got a hunch, right?
Right. If she's touching you.
Yeah.
Like, insert, like, moms just be touching you, bro. Like, they'll put your hand on your shoulder, excuse me. Like, yo, I'm gonna get, and they'll move you. Like, yeah. They'll move you around. But if she's grabbing, like, your dick, bro, like, that's like, you know, that's the button. That's the light switch, bro. If you flipping, if you play with a nigga's dick.
Yeah, I mean,
why am I asking this? I feel like I'm asking you. Like, yo, is it okay if she's playing with his meat?
No, Meryl, it's not okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like this. We need like a little more context, a little more. You know what I mean? Like a little more detail.
Maybe
a
picture.
Maybe yeah. Maybe a photo or two of mom. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we're losing the fact that this is his stepmom.
Yeah.
So it's not really, yeah. So, bro,
and
that's
this
just
is what
a
I'm
woman.
Saying. This sounds like a full porno scene. Because what do you mean she lives there? He just happens to never be home.
Yeah.
Just happens to just never be home.
I'm just imagining his mom on the phone, like, okay, sweetheart. All right. Oh, your flight was delayed again? Okay.
Oh,
all
no.
Right. Yeah. Oh, no. And then they zoom out. She's wearing like a cocktail dress.
Right.
It's like fucking 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Like, yo, why? Why are you wearing that? Why are the nipples cut out?
Or maybe she... because she's trying to be like Regina George. Like,
yes.
She's trying to make fetch happen. But yeah, like... I feel like a lot of, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of married women, married people in general, I think they just, like, get lonely and they get off on, like, just the idea.
The flirting.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they flirt with the situation, but, like, they would never act on it. So, like, to answer your question, Anonymous, are you crazy? Yeah, 100%. But if we were to treat this with, like, you know what I'm saying? If we were to treat this at face value, I would say just... whatever you willing to do, bro, just leave the door open and let her initiate that shit.
Yeah.
So you could tell your pops, yo, pops, you don't understand. Damn. She came on to me.
You the Mr. Big chicken. Yeah. Like,
what was I supposed to do? Not let her suck me off. What was I supposed to do? Sir, first the pepperoni in the driveway, now this.
That is. Now, father, I was paralyzed with fear.
Yeah.
Damn, bro, I would hate to have a son because y'all have no loyalty, bro. You telling me all Shorty got to do is pull up and be like, yo, let me see that meat.
Yo, hey, listen, it's the stepbrother scenario. She's had the old bull, now she wants the young calf. You
oh
know
my God.
Not the young calf.
Jesus Christ.
Yo.
Y'all are terrible sons.
Yo,
terrible sons.
Bro, listen, man. I hope it's a plan to stay married for the duration of my life. But if it don't go that way, bro, and my sons try to fuck my step, they stepmom or my, I was gonna say stepwife. I was like, that's not a real thing.
Oh my God.
Shout out to y'all, man.
What
Fuck
would
it.
You do? What would you do, Rainey, in this situation? I'm going to ask a single man. Stay out of single people business. Fucking married bastard. Rainey, what would you do? In 20 years, you come home to the love of your life being sent to pound fucking town.
First of all, I don't think I'll ever have a love of my life. I'm way too much of a whore for that.
But well, the love of your life at the moment.
At the moment.
Whoever's in the house at that time.
I'm going to be so real with you. Game is game.
You gotta tap him up like while he's speaking. Like, yo, the game is the game.
I'm like, hey.
Yo.
You know what I mean?
The student has become a teacher.
Yeah, yo, bro, hey. Game is game, dog. You know what I mean? Game is game. I can't.
You know
even...
what? This is why nobody takes mental health fucking serious. Y'all are terrible people. Yeah. Even when the roles are reversed, y'all are terrible people.
Game is
even
game,
when
bro.
People are being terrible to y'all, you deserve it.
Well, because
you deserve to have the love of your life fucked.
What's the alternative? I'm gonna fall to my knees in front of my son.
I fall into
the have a normal reaction.
That is a normal reaction.
Yo, listen,
game is in fact game.
It's
Liz.
True. You can't let your son be like, look at you and be like, yo, that nigga's pussy, bro. You know what I'm saying? So if you fall down to your knees when the law comes, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Then he's just looking at you like,
how do you think he feels about you when your wife comes up to him and is like, yo, your father, he not feeling what he need to be doing.
Hey, you know what?
He not feeling the space maybe, anymore.
Yo, hey, it takes a village to raise that pussy. It takes a village to raise that pussy, bitch. It's for your life, motherfucker. Episode 22. We are in hits. Let's go.
A victory light.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.